From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. Richard Moody reports for the Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Public Defender's Office is adding 4 attorneys to be on call for nighttime arraignments. The Greene County Public Defender's Office started providing nighttime and weekend arraignment services October 1st. Greene County schedules 1 attorney to be on call overnight from 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. and on weekends starting Friday night, getting to court in 30 minutes. Before, according to 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman, some after-hour arraignments were conducted by telephone. She said, and I quote, "That is not a very effective way to defend people. People with limited resources are standing there before a judge and a police officer on their own. It is their right to have a public defender when they are arraigned," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. H. Rose Snyder and Melissa Hale Spencer report for the Altamont Enterprise that the town of Westerlo in southern Albany County is getting a new town lawyer and a new building inspector in the new year. Aileen Galgay has been town attorney for the past 21 years, and Edwin Lawson has been building inspector for the past 16 years and was also serving as deputy supervisor. Town Supervisor Richard Rapp did not return repeated calls about the departures. Westerlo councilperson Richard Filkins said that Rapp would be picking a new deputy supervisor. Lawson also is the acting code enforcement officer in Rensselaerville, and that town's deputy supervisor, John Dulce, said Lawson is among 10 candidates for the permanent position. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Marie J. French reports in Politico that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo defended himself December 20th against a presidential tirade after the Trump Foundation was dissolved through an agreement with the Attorney General's office. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The Attorney General in New York State is a separate office from mine. Barbara Underwood is not a political official. She is a former Solicitor General. It has nothing to do with me whatsoever. He blames everyone for everything. Look in the mirror. All of this is him and self-inflicted," end quote. Trump earlier in the day had tweeted, and I quote, "The Trump Foundation has done great work and given away lots of money, both mine and others, to great charities over the years, with me taking no fees, rent, salaries, etc. Now, as usual, I'm getting slammed by Cuomo and the Dems in a long-running civil lawsuit started by sleazebag AG Eric Schneiderman, who has since resigned over horrific women abuse, when I wanted to close the foundation so as not to be in conflict with politics," end quote. The agreement to dissolve the Trump Foundation also bars President Donald Trump and his 3 eldest children from serving on boards of other New York charities. Read the full story in Politico. Steve Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union that federal investigators looking into the October 6th Schoharie limo crash that killed 20 people released letters dated December 14th demanding access to the vehicle. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board say they are being kept from examining the vehicle. The NTSB's General Counsel Kathleen Silbar wrote to Schoharie County District Attorney Susan Mallory that agency officials are, and I quote, "gravely concerned that your lack of responsiveness to our request has seriously impeded our abilities to carry out our congressionally mandated duties to properly complete the safety investigation and potentially prevent similar accidents in the future," end quote. Mallory did not return a call for comment, but told CBS 6 that the limousine was still part of a criminal investigation and would not be released until the investigation was complete. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.